Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so who sucks less? Coming up at 4:30, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Oh, it's birthday time, brought to you by our friends at Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. Dip responsibly.
Yeah.
All the guys. My 33rd trip around the sun. Oh, boy, Ted, you got some stuff to do here.
Oh,
I can't
yeah.
think of a better way to celebrate than to hear you guys. You make my 100-plus mile daily commute bearable. I'd love it if I could get some dirty Germans, then Coach Ted versus Coke Ted, debating on how to make this my best year yet. The more unhinged, the better. Thank you guys for all you do. That from a lovely Sammy, who's 33. So we'll start with the Germans first.
Yeah, first of all, why do you commute 100 miles a day? But as I wrote a song for you, you might know it. I would walk 100 miles for you. Yeah.
I'll start with Coke or Coach?
Start with Coach.
Start with Coach.
All right, 33. You know what Coach tell you? That's your Larry Bird year, all right? He wore 33. Larry Bird practiced hard, practiced a lot, because he was always worried somebody was out there practicing harder than he is. So let's start this year off good. Let's go in positives. Get up early, more to workouts. Just party, dude! I mean, you know how much cocaine costs a lot? You're 33. You don't need a savings account. F that. Spend the money on the coke. Go out, have fun. Do whatever you want. Don't listen to that coach guy. He's a loser. Flip it back.
Oh, Coach. Coach has more to say. He called you a loser.
I'll tell you what. That cokehead over there is going to end up in jail in less than 5 years, broke and penniless by 40. Yeah, shut up, Coach! You know, fun time of bitching there. Do whatever you want. Have fun.
All right.
That's a tough one, man.
It is, man.
Those are two different voices of reason. Mm-hmm. And one's not a voice of reason.
Well, one is not a voice of reason. It's two different shoulders. It's a yeah. devil. It's an angel.
Well, imagine your devil's all coked up, too.
Yeah.
That's worse.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like the devil's being like, I don't know, maybe you should hang out with her one more time.
Well, what else we got?
Devil's about to give some real advice.
Oh, she misses you.
As in the form of keeping it weird, can I get a 57th birthday shout out with a dirty German speaking on sausage, a bong rip, an owl hitting the window, and an Alan Thicke there with the uh-oh lookout. Stay cool, guys. That from our buddy One Hit Wonder Wade.
Uh-oh lookout.
Yeah, One Hit Wonder Wade. It has been quite some time. I'll tell you what, I have a new bong for you to try.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a skin bong.
Yeah. So, you know, what's the good thing is there's a carve on the backside that you can play with so you don't have to pull the slide out.
Yeah, just like that. That's not the bubbles. That's the sound of your lips.
I miss bongs.
Do you?
I do.
Again. Another t-shirt for Ted. I miss bongs.
I miss bongs.
Well, just, I live in apartments. Obviously, you can't just be ripping bong hits in there all
Sure, you can.
Not with my neighbors.
Really?
Oh, you can.
Sure, you can.
You put a towel underneath the door or whatever.
Do like a motel room.
It would not work.
Okay. All the chills. I would like to wish a fellow
sure
school.
Right, sure. I mean, look, when I lived in Capitol Hill, sure. You know, to break out the bong, sit in the living room. You know what I mean? It was like an episode of.
Would you move to Idaho?
Again, I like them. They're very nice people, but they are basically in charge of the building. Everybody comes by. Even the people that run the office are a little intimidated by them. We get along great. We've only had one bad instance.
Okay.
But the way my building is set up, Mike's been there. It's just our two doors are right next to each other. And it's like in the bottom of a hallway. Yeah. And it's like old school doors. So, I mean, there's that.
You can't be ripping bong.
Right. I mean, they're cool most nights. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, like, I used to always be the afters guy. Like, come to my place. Like, I can't do that anymore. It's just loud.
No more bong rips, fellas. Maybe just put that on your front door so they know what you're sacrificing.
Yeah,
no more bong rips in this joint.
You ever have a friend that, like, goes to say bye and it takes them, like, four in and outs or they're standing with the... Like, I have one buddy where I got to be like, hey, man, you've got to shut that door. Because if you open my front door, theirs is right there and it just echoes in that chamber.
Hey, Patolas, I'd like to wish a fellow school bus driver, Andre, a very happy birthday today.
Andre!
Could you give him any of the sound that would make a black man blush and a kid's fish sandwich? He is the best and funniest co-worker you could ask for. Thanks, guys. That's from the lovely Jen.
Fish sandwich!
Yeah, Mike.
Things that make a black man blush. I can tell you this. You can hear these.
You did what?
You're not God. You're not my father.
Happy
or
Chinooka.
Or my boss.
She got her roof to the door.
That.
Chinooka.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. Let's see, what do we got here? Oh boy, another one. Touching stuff in museums is the subject of the extra email.
Touching stuff.
Guys, 14 years ago, I went to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. There is a set of cemetery gates that I leaned over to touch, and as soon as I did, I got about an inch away from touching the gate, a loud alarm went off. That alarm scared the crap out of me, and I didn't bother trying to touch anything else while in the museum.
Well, good.
That from Steven.
Okay, so we do need the buzzers. That's
of all. The museums.
I know.
Like, that just seems like the last one.
Like, I just like how Ted's about to bust a gasket with all these people trying to touch the museum.
It's just driving me up a wall. Like, why?
It is a little
weird.
I don't
think I've ever seen your blood pressure higher on this show than people that are touching stuff in museums.
Yeah, I mean, just, it's simple. Don't touch it.
No! Jesus.
More people have tried than I would have thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm stunned.
Oh, let's see here. What else
we got? We used to work with somebody that was one of those people. When they talked to you, they was touching you.
You ever tried to grab a mannequin's boobs when you're a kid?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. I'm right there with it. Turned her back.
Well, she worked in an apartment store.
I didn't spend that much time.
You ever seen the mannequins at like Lovers?
No.
Not in the last however many years. No.
So, I mean, they're much more curvier and.
Well, of course.
And have bigger boobs. But yeah, I knew some girls that worked down there and they were like, people would come in just to buy the mannequin.
Buy the mannequin.
Yeah.
Was the mannequin on sale, or were they just like, look, I offer you this much money?
I think it was one of those, like, I want to buy that mannequin.
Damn.
Which is odd.
All right, Playboy.
Because you're in a sex shop. Like, there's already toys for you.
But this is what I want.
Some of those mannequins, though, have bombs.
And they make torsos. Like, I get the idea, but it's like, it doesn't feel
they
right.
They want the mannequin.
It doesn't feel right.
Didn't you see the movie? If you wait long enough, they come to life.
Oh, I'm grabbing the money is the subject. Hola, guys, in regards to the question about finding money, roughly 15 years ago, my girlfriend and I went down to L.A. to go to Disneyland and Six Flags Magic Mountain. On the day we went to Magic Mountain, we parked across the highway from the park because at 19 years old, I refused to pay $35 to park my car. So as we were walking under the highway, we saw a group of 13 to 15-year-old boys get dropped off to also walk to the park. So we're probably about 100 feet behind them as we all walk up the road that is meant for cars, by the way, and to access to the main parking lot. Now, one of the boys suddenly yells, hey, guys, look at the ground. There's money everywhere. I told my girlfriend to start looking, and I did the same. She found a single dollar. I found a single $100 bill.
Nice.
Now, the boys in front of us, they found 890-something dollars. If we only didn't wait to have to wait for so long for my girlfriend to go to the bathroom at Denny's before we parked that day,
damn it!
I have a feeling our entire trip would have been paid for by the discovery on just that walk. Just goes to show sometimes it pays to be cheap and refuse to pay for parking. We did end up having more fun with that $100 at the park. Used most of it to buy some very special mushrooms on Muscle Beach. Love the show, guys. That from Michael in Jamestown, New York City.
I never think about going to Muscle Beach to get shrooms.
No. But now we know.
And one more, because this probably
like most psychedelics or weed you could find at most beaches.
Right.
It's
I would
a
hope
beach.
So.
It's
I would
a
hope
beach.
So. And this, hey guys, going back on the old Odyssey podcast. Bajola's Adam from Norfolk, Virginia, catching up on some old podcast talking about who farted and why it was memorable. One day, when I was on the bus going home from school, one of the kids on the bus farted, and it smelled like blueberry pancakes. So all the kids all gathered around this kid on the bus, smelling his farts and amazed that it smelled like blueberry pancakes. Now, while I sit in the back of the bus, just wondering, why is everyone smelling this guy's fart? It is because it smelled like blueberry pancakes. Take care, gentlemen. I'm trying to get a hold of your IPA and your 20th anniversary beer. No luck here on the East Coast. That from Adam.
All right, Dan.
I think that's more disturbing. If you farted, it smelled like blueberry pancakes. I mean, like, that's convenient, but that's not right.
No.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shout of the day, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrillhill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, X, or Instagram... Debate already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And we start with a story that you might remember actually from yesterday's Profile This. A Florida man was arrested and charged with domestic battery after assaulting his wife by shooting a snot rocket at her during a heated altercation.
Gross. I mean,
come on, man. The dispute unfolded when the suspect, when Yoel Mizrahi of Parkland, he became involved in a verbal dispute with his wife at their home. Now, the victim... She told deputies that as she attempted to calm the situation, Mizrahi responded by launching mucus from his nose in her direction, then spitting on her, then grabbing her by the collar, and then pulling her to the ground. Now, records show the assault did leave visible red marks on the victim's right arm and chest area, and after an on-scene investigation and speaking with both parties, deputies determined that he should be arrested and charged with domestic battery. Snot rocket. That's what it started with. Many physically grabbed her. Now we go to Florida, where a man, his job-seeking efforts took a grotesque turn, they say, when he hurled bottles of his own urine at employees of a local supply store. After being denied an interview. The thing to keep in mind about this, he had bottles of his own pee at the ready. They don't really address that in this story, but here it is. So now this guy, 51-year-old John Cotton, he now faces a felony charge for the bizarre attack, which caused over $1,000 in damages and left staff scrambling to clean up the mess. He visited the Doors Molding and More back on April 3rd seeking employment. Well, the staff declined to even interview him, and he retaliated by launching multiple urine-filled bottles through the front entrance, dousing merchandise, and splashing an employee's bare legs. Witnesses reported that he fled on foot, but he was chased by the victim, who later told police the suspect threatened and race a skateboard before being apprehended. Anyway, left local business owners, as they say, uneasy. But the guy was caught. He has a court date pending. So you get mad at people, and you throw bottles of pee at them with no lid on. Just keep that in mind. And then finally, we stay in Florida, where a 45-year-old man named Stephen Cusimano, he stopped at a kid's lemonade stand. He bought one glass of lemonade. He downed it. Then he got mad when he was not allowed a refill in his cup. Now, there was an adult woman at the stand with several kids, and Stephen confronted her, grabbed her by the wrist aggressively. He was standing in a fighting stance and threatened to, quote, beat her up. Now, he eventually walked away. The woman called the cops. They tracked this guy down. They arrested him, and he confirmed the woman's story, but he said he grabbed her because she was talking S to him.
Anyway, he was charged with felony battery. No word on how old the female victim was.
Okay. On the first story, did you say that the guy who blew the snot rocket in his wife's face also physically assaulted her?
He did.
Okay.
He did. Right. So the first, he did three things in this
case. The last story, it was just a grab.
It was just the grab. Okay. But he wanted a free refill on his limit. So, okay. So with the first guy, he shot the snot rocket, then spit on. Now, the snot rocket went in her direction. Then he spit on her.
Okay.
Then he physically grabbed her.
And he physically just grabbed her. So it's
pulled her to the ground.
Okay, that's different.
Pulled her to the ground.
I mean, grabbing is one thing, but I'm trying to figure out because the other person was a grabber. Like, what level is a grabbing going on?
All right, so lemonade stand guy was a grab of the wrist. That's all they allude to, both parties.
Okay.
First story, he actually grabbed her and pulled her down.
Because we're debating on what. So I'm going to say, who sucks the least?
What, by the way, what is a molding supply store?
I'm assuming it's more on the industrial tip of things.
Okay, all right. I just didn't. I was like, what?
I guess I'm going to go urine thrower. I mean, the bottles. I know they splashed on people.
He had them at the ready.
He did have them at the. I don't understand. Was he denied an interview for a job, or did he interview for a job and then, not that this matters, was told that he didn't get
they
a
would
job?
Not even interview. Right. I get the feeling. All right, I don't know, and I don't have pictures.
Did he smell like pee already?
Well. There's that. And what the appearance of someone who you believe has bottles of their own urine at the ready.
Correct.
He comes rolling up on a skateboard. He's 51 years old. I'm just assuming. And look, I don't know the guy. He might be in a business suit. I do not believe that he was. So I think when he asked for an interview, you make a judgment call like, no.
We're not hiring right now. Either way, I would say that he probably sucks the least. He doesn't sound like he's got everything going on.
No. He does not have it going on.
And plus the fact that nobody was physically assaulted. The other two stories.
They got pee on them.
That is correct. And trust me, if you would have hit someone with a bottle, which I believe he did in the story, that is in fact assault.
Sure.
But obviously, the person who launched the vessel, if it's full of urine, is not in a normal state of mind.
They're not. But to me, that does not matter.
Right, yeah, I've got.
Because put it
on
like
you.
This. If I drive drunk and hit someone, my argument would not be, well, I was hammered. What are you expecting me to do? My state, come on, man.
Yeah, but
my state of mind was messed up. I mean, I drank like a fifth of Jack,
it would make more sense to have a bottle of urine in your car.
Sure.
But
this guy rolled up on a skateboard.
Right, and like,
right.
The saying, more you describe
you
him,
live
I'm
in
like,
the woods.
Right.
I'm just saying, I think they made a judgment
call. Right, like, you don't want to get pee on your hands when you're peeing, right? But sometimes you get splashback
but
or hit your
thighs.
Right, and it's yours. It's already gross. Now, if you go to sit on a toilet seat and somebody else's pee is on there, it's absolutely disgusting.
Yes.
So, I think you got to take into account of that, like, you know, like.
It's pretty hard to pee in a bottle, too, unless it's. well, I know it is. Like, this type of bottle, I completely ruined my buddy's back seat on a trip. Because me and
well, it's a Mountain Dew bottle, man.
Well, you got like a wider mouth. Yeah. You think you came in with wide mouth, sir?
You don't probably think about that. So when it splashes, there's more splash radius. Yeah. To your point, man, you're exactly right. There's no way.
Maybe he's just a tall, thin dude with a skinny one.
Is that how that works?
I assume. So here's the deal. The guy, the one in Florida with the lemonade stand, right? Like, obviously, if you're a parent, you're not going to be happy, right? But, like, he grabbed the kid by the wrist, right?
The parent.
The parent. Grabbed the parent.
He grabbed the parent, not the kid.
Correct. Grabbed the parent. Correct.
Yes, yeah, so like the other guy in Florida, right? He's shooting snot rockets at his wife, which is funny. But the bad part is, right, is then he spits on her.
Correct.
And then he's going to go ahead and pull her to the ground.
Yeah. And keep in mind, he missed with the snot rocket. I don't know if that helps. I'm just saying. That was what was noted because he did a snot rocket in her direction.
I understand.
That's very Monty Python.
And I'd also say this, Ted. If you are married, you have already exchanged most all of your bodily fluids for the most part.
Sure.
Even if you're picking up vomit from somebody from a bad night out to, you know.
But if they spit on you, I'm not worried about
you. I know that's different, but what I'm saying is, if you were to spit on some random person, that's one thing. I'm not saying that spitting amongst couples is acceptable. I'm just saying that you are.
No.
Like, if you spit on, you and your mom have never kissed, so you can't spit at your mother, right? But
Jesus Christ.
Why would I spit at my mother?
No, what I'm saying is, you've shared mouth juices with this person.
Right.
If you're in a relationship with them.
But even this if is about even respect.
Even I know those. That. I understand that. I'm saying they've.
But I'm saying, even if, I'm trying to think of how I can phrase this without getting in trouble. Like, whatever. Spitting's not always terrible. But that's in the bedroom.
Okay, I was going to say.
Right?
That's what
but
I'm saying.
If somebody Right? Somebody said something, but then, right, even if I've been intimate with this person, who knows what we're into? But me spitting on them in the kitchen, I'm a thrill. Well, I don't care what we've gone mad disrespect.
We have. I don't disagree with you.
What's worse to you, getting spit on or if the guy made contact with the snot rocket? Right. Which one would offend you more? The snot rocket. Really?
Because I normally don't play with your nose and your nostril, but I might put my tongue in your mouth.
I think that would surprise me so much. That's such a ridiculous. Like, you would expect to be spit on. Not you expect it, but when someone does it, it's not out of the realm of
possibility.
A snot rocket?
That's different.
I think I would just
No relationship says, come on, baby, come over here and pick his book.
Right.
But you might say, hey, come over here and kiss me. That's the difference between the snot rocket and the spit.
I don't know. When you put those two together, it just sounds creepy, whatever you're asking for.
Hey, man, you got nails? Come here.
That would be kind of funny. They're like, honey, can you just pick my nose?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the old saying, right?
That's what I'm into.
And you can pick your friends, you can pick your nose, can't pick your friend's nose.
Well, you can.
But at the end of the day, I think I'll take the whack job with the lemonade stand.
He sucks the least. Okay.
I think so, because he grabbed the parent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his whole thing is,
he wanted a free refill at a kitchen and lost his head.
It's out there.
They're children, man.
Right, which is bad. But
what?
I don't want to be.
I paid you $1.50.
Can you, like, I don't want to be working in that store and I have somebody else's pee on me. I don't want somebody abusing me in a relationship and spitting on me.
And it's not rocking.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Shout of the Day's coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. Well, first, quick check in with Mike Hawkins. Some of the stories, headlines, he is not working.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Thank you, Miles. A new survey suggests most parents don't actually enjoy reading to their children.
We know. Look, right, man, that's just a precursor to helping them with homework.
Yeah.
Don't like doing that either. Wish that would be done by a good professional.
Call. And keep in mind,
who gets paid to do that?
When they're kids, at the age of reading, it's the same books over and over.
Correct.
And they're inane. It's not like you're reading Roots.
Right.
You're reading The Cat in a Frickin' Hat.
Oh, again. You're on a mission to put this child to sleep.
Right.
So as you're reading, you're just like, all right, man, how many more pages is this going to take?
And they are forever.
It becomes arduous.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing nostalgic. TV commercials will say at the end of a good day, I don't know if it's insurance, a car company.
Good night.
They're
moon.
Laying in bed with their kids, and both kids are snugging up, and mom's reading a book, and everyone's smiling. Mom hates that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mom's like, go the F to sleep right now.
If the shorter the book, that means you're just going to get into another book.
Mm.
It's just the amount of time. So how long are you going to read?
My nephew, I've already read the kid trying to get him to go to sleep. He gets jacked when we're reading books, and he wants you to start it right over and do it again.
That's right, because like a kid in a movie, you know, a Disney movie, yeah, they can watch it 100 times. It's not a big deal.
Yes, they
can. Same with a book, but you as a parent get tired of that book.
Right.
You don't like it the first time.
Right.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Apparently can't do it five times fast.
I can't.
One fish, two fish, red fish.
And that's a weird thing. The TV shows would evolve. The books would stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
TV shows. You get out of the Barney years. You know, you move on to whatever the next step is. Not with children's books, because to put them to bed by reading them a book, they're in that one age bracket. They're right there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's never going to be like a day at the beach and be like, bring whatever children's book.
I know.
I just want to relax.
Bring cat in hand.
Yeah, right?
Archaeologists in Egypt have unearthed what they believe to be evidence of the oldest known gym membership, written in Greek and dating back 1,800 years ago.
You know, the person is still locked into the...
I was going to say, it proves you can't get out of them.
No, you can't.
What do they believe makes of the gym membership?
That's a good question, Steve.
He had a towel around his neck? I mean, I'm sure, why? Why do you think
right?
this is
a gym membership? Like a punch card to go into this place and just...
A gym membership's like... Hotel California?
Pretty much. Oh, don't ever, like I told you, do not ever inquire about a membership at a gym.
Oh, no.
It's a text. It's an email.
Oh, God.
It's text. It's call. Right. It's a voicemail. Next day, text, email, voice. I'm just like, guys, I have sent you every communicable way that you've sent me the fact that I am not interested.
Right.
I have responded in an email.
Have you changed your mind?
I've responded in a text.
Love to talk to you about it.
You look like you need it.
I've responded in a phone call.
You fat ass.
I'm about to drive up there and throw bottles of urine at them. Maybe that'll take care of it.
Yeah, even if you go to, like, say, a boxing gym with your buddy. He's a member. You're just like, who used to coach you. It's like, yeah, I'll just pay the daily fee. Let's get some bag work in, do some stuff.
You know you would save money if we just got a subscription.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Miles is right, though. It's all the time.
Constant.
I didn't even talk to the person.
No.
I literally filled out the form and went, here's my money for the day. I'm going to go train with this guy.
There it is. Now they got you. I think I am still getting emails from the rock climbing gym that I went to like 6 years ago.
You see the error of your ways, all three of you, man. You went to the gym.
Yeah.
I do not go to the gym. Yeah. I do not have this problem.
That's why I don't want to cancel the one I got right now.
Gotcha.
I don't want to have to fight him.
You got to get strong so they can.
I mean, I would seriously need to change credit cards.
AI robots are now sorting recycling right here in King County, Washington.
Okay.
They're recycling it where it needs to go, because apparently we're not doing a good job of it.
Well,
I remember growing up, there were three different recycling bins that you had to sort it yourself into. We had the glass, we had the plastic, we had the paper.
So the fact that you don't now means they gave up.
No, the aluminum. I'm sorry. It was paper and glass. It was plastic and then aluminum. And now then we got the big can. They were like, just throw it all in there.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Cool. Whatever.
They want you to recycle the most, like 70%, right? But they only pick that up every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Now, what they don't want you to throw away, they pick up everything.
Yeah.
Makes no sense to me.
We asked that question on the air. A guy that works for garbage, because trash will start to stink.
But it says if you do it correctly, that stinky trash goes into compost.
Correct.
Which does come once a week. So I understand.
That's why they do it down in Tacoma, because they only pick my stuff up every 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I got 2 weeks worth of garbage just rotting out there outside my house.
Yeah, plus the fact, man, in the summertime it gets hot and it does stink bad.
New research says SUV collisions are far more likely to be fatal compared to a standard sedan.
Do they say what?
No. Okay. I'm sure they do, actually. I'm not worried about it, man. Especially for toddlers, what they say was like, no S.
Well, yeah.
They're smaller.
Parachuting bad with toddlers, even if they have a parachute.
Right. Other than the fact that they basically react like
drunks. We watch that on TV. I'm going to televise 20 toddlers. They have parachutes. They'll land safely.
Oh, yeah.
Would you watch it?
Go, yeah. Pay-per-view. Well, I know they're going to land safely.
No.
Oh. No, they have parachutes.
I'm just telling you, they will, but you don't know. It's like the dude, the tightrope walker guy walking up the Grand Canyon, right? And the only reason to watch is to watch him fall. Then he doesn't fall, and you're almost disappointed. Like, I spent an hour watching this, and you're fine.
You just got to huck a bunch of little toddlers like those Green Army men with parachutes.
What makes
on
a toddler? Two, three, four? What age?
Yeah, I'd say three.
Okay, the three-year-olds.
Oh, two-year-olds.
They have parachutes, man.
Can we make them wear, like...
3 years old.
Can they...
They got the gear.
I'm really overthinking this now, but like, can they be like in the airborne? Like they're all in the same uniform and they just
go.
You're worried about the aesthetics. Yes. Yes, we can
do that.
What's
just the idea of like it's a
not bunch of their safety, just A, We put them on.
Well, it's a whatever line, right? So as soon as they
static line.
Yeah. It'll help the parachute, but I was picturing
like
3-year-olds turning around, not paying attention. It's like, go!
Just go, man!
Right? Like, you got to throw a stuffed toy.
They would readily jump out.
That one peed himself.
No, I like Ted's idea to throw a stuffed animal they like out. Just watch them jump out after.
So they go.
And again, we know they land safely. But the idea
except the one,
of a video camera on a 3-year-old just free falling and then pulling a ripcord, like, that seems like good viewing.
That's to say, pay per view.
Be advised, whooping cough is making a comeback.
Oh
my God.
Yay.
I was in a bubble when I was a baby. I had that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
God.
Oh, patient zero.
Yeah.
How old were you? Do you remember? You probably don't remember.
No, I was a baby.
Okay.
Because there's a famous picture of my mom and me meeting
John Travolta.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh. You didn't meet him.
Technically.
No, you're in the bubble.
No. I guess they let me out of the bubble for an hour.
Did they give him a little glove that he could stick in and like shake your
hand?
Wait
a minute.
Then they gave Sugar Ray Leonard a whooping cough.
Time out. You're in a bubble. Nobody can be around you. Sugar Ray Leonard comes around. They take you out of the bubble.
Let him out of the bubble.
Here's a guy. Surely he's cleaner than anybody in here. Sugar Ray, take the kid in the plastic bubble. Who in the hell made that decision?
I can find the picture.
I believe you. I'm just saying like, oh, no, it's okay.
You're right.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Break the same Sugar Ray Leonard.
A man who never gets cut or exchanges bodily fluids with any other human being.
No.
Ever on a day-to-day basis.
Let him hold the baby.
Yeah.
Well, he's one of the biggest stars in PG County.
No doubt.
Out in a hospital in PG County.
And he can hold deadly ill babies.
He comes through, you pull that baby out of the bubble.
Gotta be in a bubble all times.
It's a Sugar Ray
Leonard.
Middleweight champion of the
world. Sugar Ray Leonard.
And Chuck Norris. Yeah. The only
and
two
Chuck
people.
Norris.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. No. Hitman Hearns. Keep him in the bubble.
Yeah, exactly.
He ain't from around it.
Marvin Hagler,
crap, is that Sugar Ray? Get the kid out the bubble.
If your kid's in a bubble right now with this whooping cough.
That's a huge swath of the audience.
No, let him out.
No, you need a Seattle legend.
Decompress the bubble.
So Sean Kemp comes in there. You're pulling that kid out of the bubble.
For Sean Kemp.
Cooper Kupp comes through. Pull the kid out of the bubble.
Oh, my God. Like Marshawn Lynch. No, it's Sean Kemp.
Marshawn,
I'm pulling my kid out.
Marshawn would ask me to pull a kid.
Well, I don't know why. I think I needed to be in there for oxygen and stuff. It's not like I was.
No, you didn't. Not with Sugar Ray
not
around.
With Sugar Ray. He's got you.
He don't need oxygen.
Oh, my God. And everyone says.
He needs Sugar Ray.
Yeah. Take that out. It's okay. Sugar Ray.
It'll be fine.
I was always a sports fan.
Sugar Ray.
That's where that was the moment.
There's no idea what's going on.
I'm proud my mom got me out of that bubble.
No, she didn't. Sugar Ray Leonard did.
Sugar Ray did. Hey, man, let me get out that baby.
Take that kid out
if
the bubble.
If your mom came and asked, hey, can I hold my son? They'd be like, no. Sugar Ray Leonard comes in like, take the kid out.
Take the kid out.
Breach the bubble. Sugar Ray is in the house.
Dude, there was a movie, Boy in the Plastic Bubble, with John Travolta when we grew up. So I have an idea what that chamber looks like for a baby.
Well, the thing is, it's the worst part of the picture is I don't think my mom even realizes I'm in her hands.
She's giving Sugar Ray.
Oh, man.
I like they made your dad have it.
Yeah. Sure.
What do you mean you met Sugar Ray Leonard?
Tom Selleck and Sugar Ray.
They let him out the bubble from this man.
They took my kid out of I've been there 5 times. I can't hold my son. Sugar Ray Leonard comes.
Sugar Ray gets to hold my baby.
Boom.
That's me. Sugar Ray held my baby.
Yeah.
Steve, what day is it?
Sugar Ray Leonard Day.
I can't believe that was okay. Because I know you're in the NICU.
Hey, I'm just saying, all I know is I was in a bubble. There's no photos of me inside said bubble. There is a photo of my mom holding me and her looking into Sugar Ray's eyes.
You have to be a family member to get into the NICU.
He's a legend.
He's Sugar Ray Leonard.
You have to be related. You have to be the parent.
It's also
1981. It's like Sugar Ray's coming through. Get the babies out of the bubbles.
Mr. Sugar Ray said when he walked in.
What if it's good?
Get these babies out of these bubbles.
Does this guy even know he has his power?
I think he does.
What's he saying? Nice, Samuel.
I think he does.
There's babies in these MF bubbles.
I cannot believe it.
Get them out.
That's exactly what he said.
What's the best part of being a middleweight champion?
I'll tell you what. I can go into any hospital I want, hold any baby in a bubble.
Grab the baby.
Take your baby out.
Take him out there.
Cigarette. Anyhow, bad disease. I had it as a kid.
Yeah.
That's what we saw.
But whooping cough. You had impervious to Sugar Ray.
Fight's been called off because Sugar Ray's got whooping cough.
Yeah.
You don't remember that one, do you?
Yeah. Steve, what day is it, my friend?
Oh, today would be... Oh, Tickle the Naked Mole Rat Day.
So close, it's National Spank Out Day.
Oh.
Spank Out
that
Day?
That is closer spank than out it should day. Spank Out
Day? So what Spank Out is... Well, there's multiple days there, Miles. What are you looking for?
It's
right
National
here?
Raisin Day. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, Raisin Day?
Yeah, well, there's a National Raisin
Day. Okay, very cool.
Spank Out enough.
It's a little dried up
raisin. No, actually, what Spank Out is it's a movement to try to get parents to stop spanking their children.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, that's the name they picked?
That's the name they picked. Yeah.
Oh, National my God. Spank Out Guys. Day.
So.
I mean, that's the name you came up with.
I think it's supposed
this
to be.
This is serious? You came up with Spank Out?
I think it's supposed to be like Speak Out. And so they changed it to Spank Out.
Okay, and then somebody says, let's not do this, man.
Yeah, so let's talk about punishments.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Spank
Out. Sugar Ray Leonard. Top
10. Mike Tyson's Spank Out.
10 ways kids were disciplined in the 70s. I'm fairly certain you could go down any list that involves punishment and find a kink that someone out there is exploring. Sure, you might have let your crying baby sit in a soiled diaper after spilling its bowl of Cheerios all over the kitchen floor. There's a kink for that. Daddy's been a bad baby. What's the old saying, spare the rod and spoil the child? What kind of rod are we referring to? Rod Serling from the Twilight Zone? Rod Stewart? Or your basic industrial-grade corrugated steel rod used in over-the-road construction? What are you doing tonight? Let's put them all to the test, Mommy.
Damn. So these are 10 ways kids were disciplined back in the 1970s. And you know what? Some of them might have gone a little bit beyond that. So let's see how far you guys have gotten. First off, number one, anybody ever been spanked?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Common form of discipline that has been all but eliminated today is spanking, known as corporal punishment. Hitting a child in any way has been outlawed in 24 countries worldwide. I was definitely spanked when I was a kid.
My penis got corporal punishment this morning.
I've been spanked, but I never laid a... Because of that, I never laid a hand on my kids.
No. Oh, really? All right.
Ever. Never.
Right on, man.
Yeah. Me neither.
I took that as, I'm never doing that.
So that's why they turned out the way they did.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good kids.
That's right.
And the truth, you don't need to.
They were bitter.
We're angry
I'm gonna
people.
I'm going to knock him out as soon as I get about 6 inches taller.
Have you watched Adolescence yet?
I have not.
Yeah, again, you shouldn't.
Okay, cool.
Your son's about that age.
You should.
Okay.
It brings up that stuff. Like, the son committed a horrible crime and everything. And towards the end of it, the dad's just in tears. He's like, I got my ass beat. I never hit my kid. And he's like, I thought it was fine letting him play these, like, baby. Like, it just, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it kind of calls into question, like,
what are we doing?
What, right. Like, is which way of parenting is right. The best or the end better of the day, or worse?
Right. At the end of the day, it kind of comes up like there's no right way other than just kind of examine your kids, get real involved in
it. It depends on the kid, too.
I didn't spank him. I never spanked him. I slapped him in the mouth.
Anybody ever? I got that one once.
I think most kids, too, back down with just a tone of voice.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like a dog, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you have to really hit your dog. There's a tone of voice, and I think children understand that, too.
Yeah.
They might think you'll hit them, but.
Anybody go to bed without supper?
No, well, yeah.
Because I didn't eat.
But it was agreed upon. It wasn't a punishment. It was,
I don't want to eat this.
Yes.
Sit there until it's bedtime.
So liver and onions.
Cool.
So I didn't do anything wrong.
Everything.
I just refused to not clean my plate.
Yeah, I'm a thrill. If I refuse to eat something, then yeah.
But
I also think that's fine.
Yeah.
It's not like I ever was starving or whatever. Yeah. It's just like that's what was
for dinner. I did a Gandhi. I went 40 days.
That means you got a D on your report card and they sent you upstairs without eating.
Right.
So I never got that.
I did something. I don't remember what it was, but I did. I was sent to bed without dinner one night, and then I woke up in the middle of the night and my mom had made me a little bagel with peanut butter on it.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's the other thing, too. I think my mom probably threw him a string cheese or something.
Exactly.
Here, get this.
She sent it through a mail slot.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was a slot in the door.
Well, you don't have to eat the dinner if you don't want to. That's for dinner. And then a couple hours later, here's a string cheese. Go to bed.
Thank you.
Actually, that's me.
The common punishment when you swore in front of your parents,
soap.
Wash your mouth out with soap.
I had soap in my mouth, and my grandmother, who was an awesome woman, but pretty strict. she would put pepper or hot sauce in your mouth.
Oh, damn.
That'll do it. I never had that.
Not me either.
Really? No soap at all?
No.
No.
Anybody ever get
I never cuss. I mean, I cuss, but...
Anybody ever get their hand slapped?
Sure.
Yeah.
Just if you're reaching for something.
Yes.
It's a female move, too, on a sudden. Yeah. It's the first thing that'll be slapped is the top of the hand.
Yeah.
Then the top of the head.
Also funny to do with your friends out at dinner.
Somebody goes to get a chicken wing.
Get away.
Like, right,
what are you doing?
It's so awkward. They're like, what?
You're
not allowed to have that wing?
You gonna pick up the chicken at the end of the night?
I want that one. That's mine. Act like you've got one pointed out.
I got this one all the time. Standing in the corner.
Yeah, that was school. School, not home.
Oh, shoot.
Did you ever have to do wall sits?
No, thank God. Holy cow.
Those burn.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
That sucks, dude. That's terrible.
Actually, you know what, man?
Trust me. When I was security at a basketball camp, it was wall sits.
My son left his lunch at home this morning, stopped by the school to give it to him. Directly across from the principal's office is the first or second grade class. Anyway, a kid who I know personally was facing the wall, standing right up there. I don't know what he did. I just tapped him in the butt with the lunchbox, turned around and saw me. I just kind of winked at him. Like, I'm not going to give you up, but I'm not shocked that you're out here. Yeah, that's all it was.
Anybody know this one? The common punishment for if you caught him playing with fire or playing with matches?
Well, we light our kids on fire.
No, you got to make them hold the match while it's lit until their fingers start to burn.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I never had that one.
No.
But I light matches all the time, so I've done it like an idiot. Right.
Does putting a cigarette out on your face count?
No. Grounded for a month shows up on the list. Nasty chores shows up on the month, like the things that you as a parent don't want to do, so you make them do it. Embarrassing them. For whatever reason.
I mean,
psychological torture, basically, is what it is.
When they embarrassed me, it was never on purpose.
And then I'll leave you with this
one. I mean, I can imagine somebody doing that, like, in the home. Yeah. But I don't think people would embarrass their kids in front of other kids.
Correct. Yeah. Discipline was done inside the home, not outside.
Right, like, my dad would be like, if you want me to treat you like, you know, you're
like
sick,
a child.
I'll treat you like it.
Right. And then I'll leave you with this one. The last way the kids were disciplined back in the 1970s, and it happened when you were caught smoking.
Smoked the whole pack.
Here's a whole pack of cigarettes.
Yeah. Never got caught smoking.
How did that work?
Never got caught.
I never did that, but my dad once definitely, I was talking about chugging beers. You like to chug beers? Like, yeah. He made me chug with five in a row.
He did?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
And?
Oh, I puked my brains out. See, I'm 44. Chugging five beers in a row is tough.
That's getting after it. A woman in New York was caught going over 100 miles an hour on the interstate with her toddler in the backseat, but she's got a good excuse, Miles.
She's going to get a picture with Sugar Ray Leonard.
Tell her about
it at 5:50. All right, it's our cut of 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a 98-year-old New York Mets fan. This guy was a World War II vet, having served in the United States as a teenager. Anyway, came back to the U.S. He started rooting for the then Brooklyn Dodgers. And then he converted to the Mets. Well, last year, on Mets opening day, he got his quote-unquote big break when he was honored as the veteran of the game, which he called one of the best moments of his life. Now, sadly, he passed just yesterday, but the Mets honored him again with Dollar Hot Dog Night, which is an interesting honor, considering that the man's name is Seymour Wiener.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Seymour Wiener.
$1 hot dog night for Seymour Wiener.
I don't know if this is like the spank out, or maybe no one said, wait a minute, man. Yeah, Seymour
Wiener. Dollar Hot Dog Night.
Dollar Hot Dog Night. It's Seymour Wiener Night.
In honor of Seymour Wiener.
That's a hell of a deal. I don't care.
You live with
that? That's where my head's at. Like, that's a night to try the 999 challenge. Nine hot dogs, nine beers, nine innings. So you gotta eat a dog and a beer per inning.
I think I'd only make, I mean, the hot dogs themselves, I can maybe...
I'm pretty sure that's one per order, so you have to keep going back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have no doubt, maybe not Mike, I have no doubt the three of us can handle the nine beers and nine innings.
Yeah.
You're right, though.
The hot
dogs. Nine hot dogs.
Problem is, they got tall beers there in the stadium, man.
I don't know.
That's not your standard 12
ounces. I'd hunt down 12 ounces.
Ah, yeah.
That's thinking. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in hard tummies.
down the hola, bejona.
Let's get a contestant alive for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.